This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. As deer hunting season winds down in Ohio, we wanted to consider a question about Ohio wildlife from a WKSU listener. Nicholas Kavalek asked our O'Reilly team about apex predators, those at the top of the food chain. We connected him with a wildlife manager at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in Akron. Tucked off of Portage Lakes Drive, Myers Island is home to the ODNR's Wildlife Division District 3. On the narrow road that takes you back to the building, you pass a small fishing pond families use in the summer. On a fall day, I visit Jeff Westerfield. He's Assistant Wildlife Management Supervisor in District 3.
Northeast Ohio, despite our heavy urban population that we have, we also have a very diverse amount of wildlife.
Listener Nicholas Kavalek enjoys that wildlife and being outdoors.
I live in Twin Lakes, so I would always go down towards Twin Lakes and just be on the boat there.
We connect with Nicholas via Skype. He's a college student in between classes at John Carroll University. He asked Jeff the question he submitted to us at O'Reilly.
I know that other states have been relatively successful in reintroducing some of their population of larger apex predators, things like wolves. I haven't done any scientific research. I've just looked at your basic stories online of the people of Yellowstone Park reintroducing wolves, for example, and how that's made that ecosystem so much stronger. And I was just wondering if that would be viable in Ohio.
You know, the biggest, I guess, probably area where you might be looking at that apex predator would be in something like a, you know, in a management scenario of, okay, let's say we have too many deer, can we utilize that as a tool to help address that problem?
Westerfield says the current deer population is stable, and ODNR has not and is not considering reintroducing wolves.
Species such as wolves probably would not have a major impact on, you know, attacks on people, and that's probably not a huge concern. We do have a lot of livestock in the state, so we have to be receptive to those issues that come up. And the really tough thing with apex predators is they typically need a lot of space, right? They're at the top of the food chain.
Wolves roamed Ohio in the early 1800s, but human expansion pushed them out by the early 1840s, according to Ohio History Central.
It's really tough to look at it from the natural world scenario, because the reality is, especially for a state like Ohio, we are anything but natural. You know, as much as we love to go hiking in the woods and enjoy the metro parks and the state parks and that kind of thing, you know, we humans have done a great job of really screwing this place up. We are the apex predator.
Gary, quit it. You're gonna start a howl.
I didn't start it.
The film Zootopia humorously animated the howling wolves are best known for. You won't hear that sound in Ohio woods, and again, there's no plan to bring wolves back. But another canid, coyotes, are thriving here. The ODNR's Jeff Westerfield says bobcats are also making a comeback. These wildlife require understanding.
Whether it be a coyote or a bobcat killing domestic chickens, you know, those are real issues. The perceived issues tend to want to come to the forefront more often than not. So, you know, people, and coyotes is a prime example of that. So, you know, we regularly work with city leaders. We regularly work with Ohioans in general that have major concerns over a coyote in their backyard, that coyote is going to kill the pet, is going to harm themselves.
Westerfield says education has been key in addressing those concerns. And he says the state is always monitoring wildlife populations.
We're trying to minimize the invasives, keep diversity, and that tends to be kind of two big key points to really have a good, solid ecosystem. So where we can do that, the better. And that's why as an agency, we try to work on reintroduction projects and try to, you know, maintain species that are out there.
Westerfield points to efforts to help the monarch butterfly population. As far as reintroducing species, he says a 1980s effort to bring back river otters has been successful. And early in the 1900s, the state reintroduced deer and turkey populations. This information helps Nicholas Kavalek better understand Ohio wildlife and the natural world he enjoys.
You've done a really good job of answering my questions, and I really appreciate it. And I've learned a lot. This was fantastic. I really enjoyed this.
I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.